Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Blog Talk. Before we get into was of the big win 124-15 over the Chicago Bulls. There's another thing that we need a chance to for the look room and find them, so it's just going to be a moment. So for that, I'm just going to put some in. Hold on, and we'll be right back. But that happened. So the next game. The Milwaukee Bucks and the Minnesota Timberwolves 134-106. 4 points, 15 rebounds, and 6 assists for Giannis. 26 points. 4 on the 3-point line. And Bessel with 2 points. And Dante Vincenzo on the bench. 6.7 rebounds. The game was played without Carlton. He was suspended for he had rolling meat. He wasn't in there. So, but Andrew Wiggins, as of late, had been enough for the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think is that was played recently, too. But this game, he had 25 points, 4 of 7 from 3. And hey, Robert Covington with 15. Jeff Cheese and Gordon Dang both had 10 each. So I think this one was like all Bucks was the game. See, Bucks and Clippers. Bucks did win that one, 129-124. It was a very close game. 38 points, 9 assists, and 16 rebounds for Giannis. Brook Lopez had a double-double, 11 points and 12 rebounds. Eric Bledsoe with 20 points and 6 rebounds. George Hill with 24% and 3 assists. Although they didn't have both Paul George and Kawhi Leonard at the time. Montrezl Harrell had a double-double with 34 points and 13 rebounds. And Patrick Beverley with the 20 points and 10 rebounds, and Lou Williams with 34 points and 11 assists. So as many of their starting lineup did like some of the dirty work. And I know some people are going to get on Wesley Matthews since he didn't score that game and only had a rebound. Because I know people had got on him the other day because I think it was could be one of these I'm going to be talking about in a bit that he had no points, no rebounds, no assists. And I'm glad that somebody pointed out, but did they win? Right. But he is 4-0. But did they win? that's funny. Let's see. The next game. Ooh, this was a hard one here that they lost. They had lost to the Jazz 103-100. It was the buzzer beater.
Yep. There are some losses that just, all losses are, you know, losses aren't good in general, but there are some that just stink.
Right, and Giannis did foul out in this game, like during a matter of minutes at the end of the game. Yeah, 30 points, 4 assists, and 13 rebounds. Milton had 26 points and 11 rebounds. Eric Bledsoe with 22 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists. And not that much scoring from the supporting cast and stuff, so just kind of sucked. Brian Bogdanovich, he's the one that hit the buzzer beater, had led the team with 33 points. And Ronald O'Neal had 11 points and 11 rebounds. Rudy Gobert didn't score much, but he had 17 rebounds. Mike Conley with 20 points, 5 of 9 from the 3. And Donovan Mitchell with 19 points, 2 of 4 from the 3-point line. So, it may be the starting lineup that did the most damage compared to the Bucks' starting lineup. Only like 3 of them, you know, did what they needed to do. And either bench didn't do much of anything on this game. That was kind of sucked. So, let's see.
We're really watching a program that is here. Sorry.
We're going to change that. Well, we're going to talk by the minute and don't go to another break. We're going to talk about the game that they won this past Sunday. The Oklahoma City Thunder. And also, we're going to talk about tonight. So, we're back. back. Talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder and Bucks game, which was a close game as well. Like, Oklahoma City Thunder was making a little bit of a comeback, but they did hit a two at the last second, but it still wasn't enough. The Bucks had won 121 to 119. It was mainly like, I think the difference was like the second half for the Bucks, because it seemed like the Thunder was kind of leading, and it was like a come behind victory for the Bucks. See, 35 points, 16 rebounds for Giannis, 25 points, 9 assists for Eric Bledsoe, and Chris Middleton with 10 points and 4 rebounds, although he had to leave the game because of Curtis tie. So he's going to be out for like the next 3 to 4 weeks. And move this phone. I remember I had 12 points to leave the bench. You have Chris Paul with 17, 5 and 5. I cannot pronounce the Giolis. Might have said it wrong, but he had 22.6 assists, 6 rebounds. And Javar Darnay and Nerlens Noel have. These both have 15 points. And Dennis Schroeder from the bench led the bench with 25 points and 6 rebounds and 5 assists. So although like the bench for the Bucks did more than the Oklahoma bench, it seems like they didn't play their bench that much. They only had like, they only used like 4 people. So, which was kind of, and now they're going to face each other again soon. So, and after tonight's game, the Bucks did win, like I said, 124 to 115 to the Bulls. It looked like it was all Bulls in the first half. There we go. It looked like it was all Chicago in the first half. Then Bucks did came back, and they kind of finished it off in the second half. Zach Levine had led all scorers in the team with 25 points. He did foul out and also had 7 assists. Wendell Carter Jr. had fouled out as well, had 14 points and 6 rebounds. Kobe White, the rookie, had 5 rebounds and 26 points and led the bench. Giannis had led all scorers and led the team with 38 points, 16 rebounds, and 4 assists. Eric Bledsoe with 31 points and 8 assists. Wesley Matthews with 15 points. And the bench did a little bit of their thing. They didn't do much, but they did some. So let's see. Trying to steal any Bucks news. Let's see. Oh, he's finally on the team. Carmelo Anthony signed the deal with the Trailblazers. So, one good thing going on in the NBA. Just bear with me here. I'm just trying to see if there's... So there's any news. No, just maybe just talk about as Tanasis had been sent down to the G League and Giannis game went to go on their day off. Of course, they're leading the division, but it's a conference. Thursday, and the next game that they're playing is against the Pacers, so they get to play against fucking Brogdon, which he has been doing okay, but just not as good as everybody would have thought they when he was with the Bucks. So let me see if they got him. Today. Tomorrow, yes, they do. Got one tomorrow. But then we just go to the. They might be a little bit tired playing like back to back. And the game is going to be 6 o'clock Central. Let's see, the matchup predictor says Bucks will win 61.7%, but they give Indiana 38.3%. Although Malcolm Brogdon, I guess he's doing okay. He's got 3.7 per game. Let's see. Montez Sabonis leading the team in rebounds. Malcolm Brogdon is leading the team in assists. So, of course, with Bucks like injury report, Chris Middleton will still be out. They're over from the Pacers. Victor Oladipo is, of course, he's out. Jimmy Lamb is out. And Miles Turner is out as well, so let's see. .109.5 is Pacers points per game. Points against is 104. Field goal is like a bit higher than a Bucks. Rebounds, they got 44.8. Assists per game is 25.7, so that's a little bit higher than the Bucks. Blocks per game is 5.5. Bucks is a little higher. Assists per game, Bucks is a little bit higher than that. And Pacers got like a 4-game winning streak. And you just saw that Bucks got a 2-game winning streak. So the game will be interesting since they be on the road until Thursday and they play the Portland Trailblazers. So I know the Bucks play the Pacers Saturday. Monday they're back to playing the Bulls. And Wednesday they play the Hawks and it seems like they don't have a back-to-back. Next Wednesday and next Thursday. put them in Portland. So ain't that much news going on with the Bucks besides what I just said about them sending the Nets down to the G League. So I'm Dragan Bender, I believe. That's probably what his name was. So most likely what I'm going to do, I'm just going to end it here. And we will do a show. It won't be next Thursday. We're going to do a guest show on Tuesday. Just talk about the Saturday game. Exactly. He's going to be on Wednesday's game. And I'm thinking like the next weekend, I'm probably just going to likely just do like, because I haven't done the Archer Jones show for a while, but I probably will just talk about like this coming Thursday's events and what was going on and let y'all know how the show is and things like that. So until then, people, y'all have a good one, and you will hear from me on Tuesday talking about Saturday's game with the Bucks. And I think, yeah, they do got a Monday game too, so we're going to talk about both of those games. So have a good night, everybody.